For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And I have a reminder this morning from Village Green to talk about Dr. Pizzarno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. That is not a short title. And it is available for pre-order on thetoxinssolution.com. That's thetoxinssolution.com. That's a reminder also that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join Dr. Kevin Passaro next week for his interview on the current issues in health and nutrition. Now, our guest today is Dr. Dallas Cluatra, a prominent consultant in the nutritional industry, an author, an educator. He has an amazingly diverse background, and we're going to hear about that. And then we're going to, our subject is going to be bone broths, and we'll talk about what they are and beyond bone broths. So welcome to the show, Dallas Cluatra.
Oh, it's very nice to be here. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. And your background, you have an AB from Stanford and a PhD from the University of California, Berkeley. And you're a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. I'd love for you to talk about your background because it is so diverse and interesting.
Okay. I don't know whether you're aware of it. I do virtually a monthly column in the online magazine Total Health.
Yes.
Well, I've been doing this for years, so and we're talking about or writing about current topics of interest, for example, eye health or various aspects of dieting and nutrition. And so that's something I contribute to, as I said, on a monthly basis. And I do work with Nutritional Outlook magazine. Aside from that, I'm reasonably published in the medical field. The probably best known recently for a review on curcumin products. I think turmeric and curcumin are still pretty hot at the moment. They're certainly in the research world.
Yes.
And so a co-author and I wrote a review of delivery, which is the big issue with curcumin. You probably talked about this on your show. The issue is not how much you're taking, but how much you're absorbing.
Right.
And then a few years back, I wrote an article on kava kava. Kava kava, is, because of certain scares, is not as known now as it was about 10 years ago. But I wrote a book, a review article on the, for toxicology letters on the safety of kava kava, which, to my amazement, was picked up by World Health Organization, and it's as a centerpiece for its own review on kava kava. So I've been around the industry for a while.
You certainly have, and we've all benefited. The industry has, the individuals, and all of those professionals, because you're an educator as well. So we're always glad to have you here. Now, let's introduce the subject, which is bone broths, and talk about them. This is one of my favorite subjects, and I am so glad we're covering it.
Well, bone broth is one of those really staples in a lot of different traditions. And of course, the exact qualities of the bone broth depend on what you make it with. Are you making it with beef bones? Are you making it with chicken bones? how much of the various components are you leaving on the bung when you brew it. When I say brew, I mean, well, of course, typically you'd have a stock pot sitting on the back of the stove and in lots of different cultures. Not so much anymore, as you know, because today in most supermarkets, you get everything broken down. Even the butcher shop, you don't really have butcher shops in most communities anymore. You go to a local supermarket and everything's already broken down, so you'd have to almost request the bones in order to get them. But you could always purchase bones traditionally, and cooks were always keeping these running. But we typically now think of this as an aspect of cooking. We sort of underestimate how much it was also an aspect of health, because the bones, for example, depending on the bone, contain, for example, small amounts of high quality lecithin of some of the bone in the bone marrow. And various other components in the bone make it very useful for either the various aspects of the gastrointestinal tract, either the stomach, for the intestines, also for the joints, and as you might, for the bones themselves. There was back in the middle of the last century, I think 1945, even, there was a full history of on this topic written. It's surprising it might sound, about the uses of gelatins and broths, an actual history of the uses. And you can still purchase it today at Amazon.
Well, that's great.
It was a real topic.
Well, it is. And this is one of those traditional foods that has been around a long time, and it seemed to go, I guess, out of popularity for a while, but it has returned over the last decade or two.
That's right. It's people have become reacquainted. I don't know about you. When I was growing up, the big rage was the all-electric kitchen. Now, I'm personally not fond of electric. I'm more fond of cooking with gas.
Uh-huh.
I think most people who actually cook are. But what the all-electric kitchen symbolized, of course, is that we were going to do everything modern and get rid of everything traditional. That's sort of what it symbolized. And as part of this, the tendency was to overlook all of these things that we'd inherited from the past that had to do with health. Bone broth being a big part of that. It turns out that these various components, especially brewed together, the whole being greater than the sum of the parts type of idea, it turned out that these were very useful. So it wasn't just that you were adding flavoring to the foods that you were using as stocks as a base for. You were adding, you know, real nutrition of a sort that was hard to come by otherwise.
Right, and it reminds me of food being medicine being food, and that so many of the items we use, cinnamon is another example, there's so many, were really originally for their medicinal qualities. And here you have bone broth that is tasty, but it has these medicinal nutritional properties.
Oh, this is absolutely the case. Absolutely the case. The I forget what percentage of all drugs that are in use today are actually modified components of various plants that have been used in the traditional repertoire for health. I think probably the most famous is digitalis.
Yes.
Foxglove. Okay. This is famous, but it, as you point out, it's hardly the only one. I mean, and now we're discovering that relatively small amounts of items that we've been sort of purifying out of our food. For example, anthocyanins, these highly colored pigments that you find in berries, for example. Well, they used to be more than just berries. You mentioned Dr. Bizzorno, I think, earlier.
Yes.
Up here in the Pacific Northwest, they was at Bastyr, where I met one of these individuals who was responsible for reintroducing the carrot that has anthocyanins. Carrots originally had a purplish color.
Yes.
Okay. The purple color on the exterior had to do with these anthocyanins, the things that we associate, say, with blueberries. And these are sort of bred out. We think of carrots as being orange. That was a sport, as a finding that when the House of Orange, which was a Dutch ruling house, was invited to become the monarchy of England, of Great Britain. Well, they took this sport, this carrot that was all orange, was a celebration of the change of monarchy at the end of the 17th century, the beginning of the 18th century in Great Britain. Okay, this orange color became very, very popular. So we forgot carrots had this. You had these other types of carrots, which you can now buy again in stores, or at least you can here.
Yes. Well, we've got them here, and they're back in popularity, and I love that when we get the local produce and the restaurants that focus on local produce and grass-fed and organic, we've got these colorful potatoes and carrots. It's great.
Exactly. We've forgotten for a century that these things existed. Okay, so now they're becoming popular again. You're right. The purple potatoes are great, but they sort of dropped out of sight.
Well, things are changing, and you've certainly been at the forefront. And for listeners who have just tuned in with us, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm your host for the hour, Dana Lake, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having an interesting discussion with Dr. Dallas Cluatra, and we are talking about bone broths, traditional foods, and we'll spin off into more discussion on this in the next segment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information. We do that every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join Kevin next Sunday for his interview on current health issues and nutrition issues. Now, our guest today is the esteemed Dr. Dallas Cluatra, a prominent consultant in the nutritional industry. He's an author and an educator, and our subject is bone broths, and we are talking about beyond bone broth as well. So give a little summary of what we covered in the first segment, Dr. Cluatra, and then let's go forward with more discussion.
Okay, well, we were sort of going down the memory lane, as it were, for bone broth. These are not new. Bone broths have been there since ancient times. And in a well-run household up until the middle of the last century, you would always have a stock pot going at the back of the stove. Okay, so, you know, if you've gotten a cold or flu, you'd have a chicken-based stock. If you had an upset, sometimes you get something else. Okay. So bone broths have always been there, and you can go to Amazon.com and buy a history of all of this. It's really quite interesting. I think it's called Gelatin Nutrition and Medicine. It came out in 1945. You can buy it at Amazon. And it's not just talking about gelatins, of course. The problem there is that today we have the commercial gelatins, that are used for all sorts of purposes, where you're using not bones, but men and hides of animals. So that, you know, it's different. These things are different depending on what you use. But in order to try to recreate today in a convenient form the benefits of bone broth, you have to jump through a few hoops. To tell the truth, most of us don't keep a stockpot on the back of the stove any longer. We just don't. And you have to specifically request bones if you have bones at the butcher. And so Beyond Bone Broth was designed to provide some of this traditional nutrition in a way that you could take a powder, mix it with hot water, you can sort of couple of soup type of phenomenon, so you get these benefits without having to carry a big thing of liquid around with you, for example, or keep it in the freezer. But if they were going to do that, they decided, well, we might as well do some things that are hard to do unless you were drinking a good deal of the bone broth. Because traditionally, of course, you could have bowls of it. I mean, it's not, or big cups of it. So in fact, you can consume quite large amounts and flavor it as you would, and so forth. For Beyond Bone Broth, you have some differences. It's not going to gel. Okay, let me warn you right offhand. If you take Beyond Bone Broth, mix it up, and then put it in the refrigerator, it's not going to gel. Excuse me, because the collagen in it has been fully, what they call hydrolyzed, which means fully broken down. So it's completely soluble right away. It also makes some of it more bioavailable. But Beyond Bone Broth, you have more calcium, for example, than you would have in typical bone broth. Typical bone broth only have 20 to 100 milligrams of calcium per serving. Beyond Bone Broth has 310 milligrams of calcium. So that's going to be different. Then typical bone broths will have a little bit more protein, but they have only a fraction of the what's called the glycosaminoglycans, the proteoglycans. These are the collagen-related components that we think of, collagen 1 and collagen type 2. So Beyond Bone Broth will have more of these because they are more directed towards some of the benefits. And then Beyond Bone Broth has a bioavailable form of silicone. This is the Jarosil, which, of course, you're not going to see in a typical bone broth. And this is directed towards your joints, your bones, your skin. And so that makes Beyond Bone Broth a little bit different than the bone broth you're going to buy in the freezer section or in a container in the soup section.
That's excellent. This is exciting, this availability. And as you're talking, Dr. Cluatra, I am remembering that in the early days of hospitals, they didn't really feed the patients. Well, the ladies in the community would make bone broths, and they would bring them to the hospital. And that's how gelatin got to be part of what we do for patients. Sadly, the gelatin, and you mentioned this, that we use in hospitals today is just artificial. And it's so far removed from this nutritional bone broth and its healing qualities. So it's good to have it back again. And I have a curiosity as to how many hospitals actually serve real bone broth.
Probably zero.
Sadly so.
We're just not doing this. This is the whole aspect of factory farming, then the industrialization of the food supply.
Right.
There are some good aspects of this because it makes a lot of things available throughout the year. But the bad aspect is that a lot of the really important things to nutrition disappear or are altered. Let me give you a good example of this. I grew up with iceberg lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have all these other lettuces available now. But for a period of 50 years, the only thing you saw was iceberg lettuce. Was that because that was the only thing available? No. That's because at some point, the people who were involved in factory farming decided that they were going to offer this lettuce that was easy to ship, easy to store. And so the other types of lettuce disappeared, as it was, from the shelves, and all you had was iceberg lettuce. And it wasn't a decision that we as consumers made. It was a decision that was made for us. Okay, that's unfortunately true throughout the food chain. And what you were talking about with the hospital, well, you know, what's easy to package, what's cheap.
Right.
Now is what's best.
Right. And I would love to see that change. I do advocating for family and friends just because I've been at this a long time. And it just isn't possible to get the right kind of diet in a hospital for patients. And it's extremely frustrating. Your hope is that they leave the hospital as soon as possible so that they can be fed. And rarely have I been able to achieve, let me bring in the food for this person, green drinks, broths. Sometimes that's hard to do. Sometimes they turn the head away and say, okay, whatever you want to do. It's still a huge frustration that we are this far behind.
Well, oddly, occasionally some of these old practices do come back, but it's not everywhere in hospitals. It's only at sort of top of the line hospitals. For example, here in Seattle, University of Washington is a very innovative medical center. And I asked about the use of honey for wounds, because this is an old treatment.
Yes.
Certain types of wounds is to slather on some honey and cover it. And what I was told is that, oh, yes, and by the way, we do use honey here at the University of Washington Medical Center for certain types of wounds. We don't use it for every type of wound, but we do use it, and it's a treatment of choice for certain types of wounds, and it allows us to get away from overusing antibiotics everywhere.
You know, that's so simple. It's so simple, but of course you're talking about a quality honey.
Yes. Oh, yes. They obviously are very, very careful and very strict to use a particular type of honey. But I thought, this is very interesting that in fact, some of these old standby treatments, they weren't wrong-headed at all.
Yeah, no. The old wives' tales, I learned early on that they all eventually get, most of them were validated. And so we don't
yes.
question, you know, garlic. And I know you've written a lot about garlic. And we're going to talk more about the bone broths, and we're going to talk more about some of the other natural agents that are important to us. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Dallas Cluatra.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we're here every Sunday morning. Don't forget to join Kevin next Sunday at 10 a.m. And he's going to talk about current health issues and current nutrition issues. Now, our guest today is Dallas Cluatra. He's a prominent consultant in the nutritional industry. He's an author, an educator. Our subject is bone broths, and we've been talking about Beyond Bone Broth. And if you would give a summary of that, please, Dr. Cluatra, and what is in bone broths and what's so important about the contents? So let's talk about that.
Okay. I guess before we get too much further along, we need to talk about what makes it up. What are the basic components of it and what do these things do? The basic components of bone broth, as you probably expect, were things like amino acids, collagen and gelatin, and the minerals. Okay, these are basic components. And various bone broths will have different composition being what your starting material is. So if you start with, if you have chicken as your primary source of bones and meat components, you're going to have, say, more arginine. And arginine is used by the immune system, for example. The various other, if you have more items that are collagen and gelatin related, you will have more proline. And this is important. And in the Beyond Bone broth, you have more emphasis on the proline and the proteoglycan side of this. And there's a reason. if you look at what's on the order of 1,700 milligrams in mixed collagens, these mixed forms of collagen in Beyond Bone broth serving. That's quite a bit.
Yes, it is.
And this includes aminoglycan complex, which you get chondroitin sulfate, the various types of glucosamine, hyaluronic acid, which you probably talked about for the skin, collagen peptides. Okay, so this is a basic source. What you have is a basic source of chondroitin and glucosamine sulfate and hyaluronic acid is in the Beyond Bone broth. And this is important. I mentioned earlier, one of the traditional uses of bone broth is for the GI tract. Well, collagen and proline-related peptides contains, for example, a significant amount of the amino acid glycine. Glycine, for reasons that are not fully understood, tends to stabilize the stomach. Okay, and so that's very interesting. I mean, relatively small amounts of glycine that would be essentially available from the what you get in these 1,700 milligrams of a mixed collagen forms, you're going to have a significant amount of glycine there, traditionally used to stabilize settle the stomach. And then, of course, these various components are also useful for the their nutritional substrate for the repair of the intestines. So that's probably the basis of the traditional use of bone broth for gastrointestinal complaints. It's the old, as you were mentioning earlier, the old wise remedy, which actually worked. But these same components are useful for the joint health, for example, joints and bones. The chondroitin sulfate you can buy separately. You can actually buy separately for this purpose, and tends to enhance the fluid retaining qualities in your joint. So you have this, you have a very thick fluid, synovial fluid in the joint that allows, it's like oil in an engine. It cushions the joint. Chondroitin sulfate and some of these other components play into that. Chondroitin sulfate also has an effect on enzymes that degrade your cartilage. So you pull a ligament, you overstress your joint. You don't want even though you need your immune system to clear away damaged tissue and so forth, you don't want to degrade the cartilage itself, because cartilage is strong precisely due to the fact that you don't have blood flow into the cartilage. Okay, that's why it's so strong. Okay, if you have too much immune response, you don't control this, then you start getting blood vessels penetrating the cartilage, and you have all sorts of problems. So the chondroitin sulfate is useful there. The collagen type 1, collagen type 2, also very useful in these areas for helping modulate the immune response to these. And we talked about the bones. Well, it helps modulate certain aspects of bone health and skin health. Keep in mind that something like 25 to 30% of all the protein in the body is in fact collagen related. 25 to 30% of all the protein in the body. So clearly you have a use for these components from bone broth.
Yes, I did not realize the percentage was that high. And that's important.
It's a big surprise to most people. And then with Beyond Bone Broth, you add things like the silicon. Silicon is an interesting item. We tend to think of it, for example, and those people do think about it. Not most of us, I'm sure. But it's a component that makes up glass, makes up sand. In fact, in the body, it's used as sort of a scaffolding. I try to think of a proper, appropriate way of phrasing this. And you put up a house, before you put up a wall in the house, you might put up a scaffold to hold everything in place. And then you construct, the wall inside this scaffold. Or before you put the roof on, you have to have a structural component there to hold the roof. Okay. Silicon performs a similar type function in the body. It acts as a sort of scaffolding, which is then filled in, with calcium for the bones, or it's used for rebuilding the cartilage. Okay. This is a role for silicon. Now, just like the scaffolding in a building, you tear it down afterwards. You never have very much silicon in the body because it's always turning over. You don't keep it there. You keep the calcium there, not the silicon. But the silicon is necessary to put the calcium there in the bones. So this is the rationale, for example, in this case with Beyond Bone Broth, adding the Jarosil. It improves the ability of the body to use the other components to nourish the bones and the joints.
Well, this is golden information. I am fascinated by the silicon, and I do have a question. I do work with vegetarians as well, and many of them, of course, do want to stay away from bone broths. And are there any reasonable substitutes that are vegetable-based that provide, certainly not as much as what we get in bone broths, animal source bone broths, but are there vegetable source bone broths? My understanding is that the gelatins that, say, are agar-based are not a duplicate. They do not match what we get in animal broths.
You are absolutely correct there. The agar-based or the pectin-based, these, yes, they gel. Okay, so under the general rubric of gelatin, yes, they gel, but they're not made of these collagen precursors, okay? And they're not made of the proteoglycans, the glycosaminoglycans, which are all animal or marine-based. You can get this from certain types of shellfish. You're going to have difficulty in the plant world. The silicon, now, keep in mind, Jarosil is going to be quite safe for vegans and vegetarians. The silicon, certain types of foods contain more of. For example, green beans are relatively rich in silicon, it seems. Even though it's not my preferred way of getting this because you can easily overdo it, I think certain types of beers and lagers, again, will have a fair amount of silicon from the brewing process. But you're not going to get you're going to only have this for a beverage. You're not really going to use this as silicon. The green beans, you would.
Yes.
Okay, so you can get some of these components from a vegan-style diet. Others, I'm not sure what you do. Honestly, I'm not. I don't know where you get the precursors for the joint health in this fashion. I'm really not sure.
Right, and it is a concern because it eliminates a really good source, a really good nutritional source, and I think that it makes it difficult. You know, when you are a consultant to a wide variety of patients, I try to honor what their choices are as far as whatever their reasoning for being pure vegan, which is not a human diet, and I explain that, but they are usually willing to adjust based on my, you know, on recommendations. Vegetarianism is a human diet. And
yes,
we know there are ovo-lacto-vegetarians, ovo-lacto-pesca-vegetarians. If one were to eat sardines, would the bones in the sardines be contributing to some of the health? I know it's not equivalent, but I'm always trying to find a way to give people as broad as I can, a broad nutritional experience in what they choose to eat.
Oh, yes. I mean, first of all, strict vegans have to understand there are certain things that you can't get except from animal products.
Right.
B12.
Right. And they know this. They know this.
Yeah. I mean, we make some of these B vitamins in our own gastrointestinal tract. We just make them below, or the bacteria in the gut, I should say, make them below. Make them. But they're below the point where they can be absorbed.
Yeah, they're really minuscule, and I think this is an important discussion to continue in our last segment. So those of you who have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're talking with Dr. Dallas Cluatra, and we've been talking about bone broths and beyond bone broth, so we'll come back to that subject and try to give you lots of tips in that last segment. So please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm your host for the hour, Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join Kevin next Sunday for his interview on current issues in health and nutrition. Now, we've been having a very interesting discussion with Dr. Dallas Cluatra, who is a prominent consultant in the nutrition industry, an author, an educator, and our subject is bone broths, and we've been talking about Gero beyond bone broth, so we're going to bring that back up again. I do want to remind you that it is important to look at Dr. Pizzarno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. And you can go to www.thetoxinsolution.com. And that will be available coming up in February. So it's an important book, and please remember to take a look at it. Now, Dr. Cluatra, we were talking about the Gero Bone Beyond Bone Broth, and we want to continue that. And I had asked about sardine bones and if they have value for people who might be over lactopesca vegetarian, would they benefit from that or not? And we also want to cover some other natural sources, natural food medicines, and garlic is one of them. So let's get on with that discussion.
Okay, well, yes. I mean, we're talking about originally about the bone broth and all its virtues. The traditional use was, of course, for various types of gastrointestinal support and for the bones and joints. Not surprising, bone broth. And so that's the traditional use, and the Beyond Bone Broth is sort of beefed up the amount of calcium that's in it, beefed up in a very bioavailable forms of the chondroitin sulfate and the various glucosamine forms and so forth. And so that's, and plus it contains the gyrosyl activated silicon. So that makes it a very interesting item. But when you ask about, well, what else, other things can you do? The bones in sardines. Well, you can buy boneless sardines. Now, one might ask why you would even think of such a thing. But yes, you can buy boneless sardines. Guess who's buying all those bones?
I don't know.
Back in Asia, East Asia. People are paying a small fortune. Japan, people are paying a small fortune to buy that sardine bone calcium.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's right. So the some companies are more than happy to sell you their skinless, boneless sardines so they can sell the bones to someone else at a high price. So I'll tell you that someone thinks those bones have value.
Wow, that's interesting.
And by the way, this is, at least in this case, you're being told that it's happening. Okay. This does bring up a problem of what I personally think of as adulteration. The sardines, of course, are a primary source for humans, since we don't eat plankton. The sardines are a source for omega-3 fatty acids. We associate these with fish oils, sardines being fish, that eat these items that are low on the food chain and therefore have very low in toxins. There is a problem that some of your less expensive sardines, just like some of your less expensive sources of tuna, are being pre-extracted for a certain amount of their omega-3 fatty acids, if you can imagine that. Now, no one's telling you that this is pre-extracted. Take a look how much omega-3 is in the sardine source that you're purchasing, and shop around, take a look. You'll find that there's very significant differences in the amount of omega-3 fatty acids in different qualities of sardines, different qualities of herring fillets, different qualities of tuna being offered. And most people are not aware of this. You're not aware of this unless you actually look okay? And surprise, surprise, some of the more expensive sardines are also a lot more nutritious sardines.
Because they're unadulterated. They're unadulterated.
They're unadulterated. That's right. And also keep in mind the type of sardine is important. That there are a lot of different fish referred to as sardines. Something that I happen to like, wheat germ, as a something for a breakfast cereal. The if you look at certain sources of wheat germ, you can buy a toasted wheat germ in the grocery store. I won't name the name in order for someone not to come after me. Even though I'm just telling you what you read on the label. What you will find is that wheat germ, which in its natural state is a source of natural vitamin E. So why, when you buy a toasted wheat germ in your grocery store, is it being fortified with synthetic vitamin E?
Good question.
Reason? Well, as you already know the reason. They have pre-extracted the natural vitamin E, which is a complex. It's not just alpha tocopherol. They pre-extract the natural vitamin E. They're selling that at a high price as a supplement. And then they put back this very, very, very cheap, I won't say inexpensive, this very, very, very cheap synthetic vitamin E. So you can claim the vitamin E fraction. And of course, you have the octocosanol and various other components, folic acid and so forth. Various other components have also been extracted and are being sold separately. This is, in Europe, this is normally referred to as food adulteration.
And
but we don't yes. have the same kind of laws here.
Maybe we should say food mutation.
That's a way of putting it, too. If you wonder why your food doesn't have the same effect today that it used to have, well, this may be one of the reasons.
And a few quick words about garlic and the differences in types of garlic, because I know you've written on this subject.
Oh, yes. There are lots and lots and lots of different types of garlic. The garlic that I'm chiefly fond of is something called wild garlic or bear's garlic, Allium ursinum. It looks more like a chive or a big, big chive that does garlic, and it's naturally odorless if when consumed. The thing is, it actually has more of the sort of compounds that you eat garlic for health benefits. This wild garlic actually has more of these compounds, even though it's odorless when consumed, it has more of these compounds than your kitchen garlic. And to the having written on this, I gave a presentation at the American College of Nutrition many years ago on this topic, and I've written on it several times. This was evident even centuries ago. Charles the Great, the first Holy Roman Emperor, it's of course a political title, Charlemagne, Charles the Great, who controlled what today is Germany, France, Italy, all these areas, all the Western, except for the, for England, all Western and Central Europe, actually proclaimed an edict that the wild garlic is superior to conventional garlic for health purposes. There are a lot of benefits. These are these traditional foods that you seldom see, and we actually have fewer of these items with the decline of truck farming. Truck farming being farming that you could ship in that same day to your grocery store, as opposed your purveyor of fruits and vegetables. That was traditional truck farming. Okay, now of course all of this stuff is agribusiness, and then it's stored in big facilities, and sometimes shipped. You call it truck farming, all right? You're shipping it all the way from California to New York. I guess that's trucky. All right. The problem here is that this material is kept for a period of time, and you don't get a lot of things that were traditionally available. If you cook, think about your onions. You used to be able to buy cooking onions. A cooking onion is an onion that you cut in half, and someone in the next room was crying. Okay, can you buy those any place now? Okay. This goes in with the along with the iceberg lettuce story I recounted earlier. You have to understand that the decision for a lot of these foodstuffs is not being made by us. It's being made by McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, et cetera. Because it's and from a point of view of agribusiness, it's more rational to supply.
And you bring up the heart of what's in our hearts in alternative medicine in the field of prevention and getting back to real foods. What I'd like you to do is just highlight, as we finish this final segment, the Jarrow bone broth contents, how easy it is to use. I think that's an important takeaway for our listeners.
Okay. The Jarrow Beyond Bone Broth, I mean, it's not straightforward bone broth. It's Beyond Bone Broth for a reason, because it has additional calcium, has additional components that we associate with joint health and so forth, and has Jarrowcil in it. But it contains the collagen and gelatin components, but they're fully hydrolyzed, which means it's not going to gel on you. It contains amino acids. It contains these minerals, calcium and magnesium, plus the Jarrowcil silicon. This is in a very easy to take and store form. I mean, it's a dry powder. You mix it in hot water, and the flavor is very good. Okay, understand that there are reasons for doing this powder in the way that they've done it, because sometimes you can take something you brew on the back of your stove and freeze it and freeze dry it, and still have it being, you know, taste good. Sometimes you can't. I hate to say it. A lot of things don't even freeze. They're great straight off the stove, but you can't freeze them really. Okay, so it's Beyond Bone Broth. It's made so it's a very good tasting, easy to mix drink. You know, just add hot water with much of the nutrition, the vitamins, the amino acids, the collagen, gelatin type components, and the minerals that are found in traditional bone broth, with you know, certain additions and so forth. So this is a matter. This is for the most of us are short in time. We're on the run. We're not brewing a stock pot on the back of the stove. it's for many of us. It's probably a chore just to set up a crock pot. You go to work in the morning and you throw whatever's in there that could cook for 8 hours. Okay. This is a great convenience.
We always enjoy what you have to share with us, Dr. Cloatra, and we will have you back again. I want to thank you for a very informative interview, and as always, a lot of clinical pearls. And for our listeners, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward in this new year, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.